Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me again today.
I'm glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week?
As a result of last week's attack and murder on two IDF soldiers at the Allenby crossing from Jordan to Israel, all traffic of humanitarian aid trucks to Gaza through this crossing have been suspended. Israel requested Jordan to conduct a comprehensive investigation on the attack. For the first time in the central highlands of Judea and Samaria, a terrorist cell, which set up rockets for launching, was captured. In light of heightened security risks, the IDF has bolstered its presence in Judea and Samaria with 8 additional companies during the upcoming Jewish holiday season.
What about on the war front with Yemen?
A drone by the Houthis in Yemen hit near a hotel in Eilat, the city located in southern Israel on the Red Sea. Thankfully, the strike only caused damage, no injuries. Unfortunately, and tragically, in another incident, a Houthi drone hit the same city of Eilat around a mall. This as a national holiday ended. 2 civilians were seriously injured and 40 lightly injured. 3 of the wounded are Arabs from Galilee who were vacationing in Eilat. In response, the IDF attacked several military camps in Yemen, including the Houthi General Staff Camp, eliminated dozens of Houthi terrorist operatives, and destroyed UAV and weapons stockpiles. Also, as a result of Eilat becoming a preferred target for the Houthis and UAVs with these 2 strikes in the past week, the advanced interception system Iron Beam, the innovative Israeli laser system designed to provide an immediate response and strengthen the defense shield against increasing aerial threats, is expected to be deployed in that city.
And how is the war with Hamas in Gaza?
In Ashdod's neighborhoods and nearby towns, which are north of Gaza, red alerts were sounded once again as 2 rockets were launched from Gaza. One was intercepted by air defenses, while the second struck an open area. In response, the IDF the following day attacked the structure from which they were launched. IDF seized over 100 tons of supplies smuggled into Gaza from Hamas, including military uniforms and chemicals used to manufacture rockets. Hamas terrorists, at gunpoint, robbed 4 UNICEF aid trucks carrying baby formula. This is a direct assault on humanitarian aid for Gazans. According to UNICEF, this theft deprived 2,700 babies of the formula. Israel allows the entry of vital baby food for free distribution. Hamas steals it in order to profit from the public. Sadly, Staff Sergeant Damalish, 21, was killed by a Hamas sniper this week while manning a guard post at an army encampment. It is a tragic loss. The IDF dropped hundreds of thousands of leaflets with evacuation orders as it prepares to enter into the center of Gaza City, where they have evidence the hostages are being kept. In an unusual address to the residents of Gaza, the chief of staff said, quote, "Rebel and separate from Hamas, which is responsible for your suffering. The war and the hardship will end if Hamas releases the hostages and relinquishes its weapons," unquote.
Wow. Is there anything more, Suzanne? And how would you suggest that we pray this week?
Well, in an amazing discovery, archaeologists in Israel just uncovered a treasure of 22 bronze coins. The Israel Antiquities Authority announced they were uncovered deep underground in a hiding complex beneath an ancient settlement in the Lower Galilee. These coins are tied to a forgotten Jewish uprising against Rome. They date back 1,600 years to the Gallus Revolt, which took place 351 to 352 AD, which was the last Jewish revolt against Roman rule. In Jerusalem at the Western Wall, 50,000 worshippers gathered for prayers of repentance, recited in the days leading up to the high holidays. In one voice, they called on the God of Israel, pleading for mercy. The sound of thousands reciting together, "The Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious," rose to heaven from the very place that tears and prayers were said from generations past, thousands of years ago. With that, I recommend the following strategic prayer points: continued wisdom and military strategy for the IDF, the IAF, as the war escalates in Gaza; success bringing this war to completion with full removal of Hamas and all remaining hostages brought home; Israel, as well as other humanitarian aid, continue food distribution in Gaza delivered without Hamas interference; continued interceptions of missiles and rockets over Israel. With anti-Semitism on the rise, Canadians here in Atlantic Canada to rise and be active in showing support for Israel and our Jewish citizens, comfort for those in mourning, and pray Psalm 91 on behalf of the hostages and Israel. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.